Strap in. This is a long one. You may have heard the story of the carpenter who died to redeem humanity's sins. It's a powerful story. Bittersweet. Very human. And I just want to tell you that it's true. He was a real person. And his name was John. John Carpenter. He was born in the year 1948, and he was the coolest filmmaker to ever walk the earth. From Halloween to The Thing to They Live, the totally underrated In the Mouth of Madness, mind you, he just made classic after classic. All of his movies, really fun, really atmospheric, but also really smart. Even when they were goofy, most directors would kill to have made just one of those movies. And what did he get for it? A big, fat truckload of nothing. Well, less than nothing. The studios, the critics, even the fans, they hated him. The Thing, okay, for example, which is about as perfect a movie as you can make, completely torn to shreds. And his career never really recovered. Every movie after that was a struggle. And after a while, he just got tired of it and quit. He only really came back to movies in his 70s. How many works of genius did we never get because of that? Look, I have a point here. People like Carpenter, people like Alex, they're not always appreciated in their own time. If you just do what's popular, you might never create anything important. Of course, we admire people who did the right thing, who didn't conform, but we only ever admire them after the fact. What matters is to support people when it's difficult.